Kitten tezal v'manav. The Mishnah says a mevi get medina siyam and says before a nichtav, but not before a nechtam, or before a nechtam and not before a nichtav, before a nichtav kulay, before a nechtam chetziyay, before a nichtav chetziyay, before a nechtam kulay, it's possible. One says before a nichtav, one says before a nechtam, it's possible. Two say before a nechtav, and one says before a nechtam, it's possible. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. One says before a nechtav, and two say before a nechtam, it's kosher. The Gemara explains the chiddush of the Mishnah is that if you don't say before a nechtav, for a nechtam, it's possible. And what does it mean, chetziyay? It can't be the first half of the ksiva, because the Balazza said even if you only have one sheet al shema, it's kosher. Rav Ashi says, talking about the second half. Before nechtav kula, before nechtam chetziyay, Rav Chisda says, even if two people are being made on the chasima of the second one, it's possible. Because you can either do the whole get with the kiyam, or you could do the whole get with the kanas hachama. Rav says, how is that possible? That if one person would say it's kosher, now this too is possible? So Rav changes, even if he and somebody else are made on the second chasima, it's possible because you may come to confuse it with regular kiyam shtaris, and you'll allow 3/4 of the mammon to go out on the edus of one eid. Rav Ashi asks, is it possible if he would finish the whole thing, it would be kosher? Now there's somebody else with him, it's possible. So Rav Ashi says, even if he says he is the second aid, it's possible, because either the whole thing is a kiyam aget, or the whole thing is takanas achamim. The Mishnah says, before nechtav kula, before nechtam chetzi, it's possible. Who's being made on the second half? If there's nobody being made, if one says before nechtav, one says before nechtam, he's saying it's possible. For sure, if it's only half, it's possible. So obviously it's like Rava, or like Rav Ashi, and not like Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda is a much bigger chiddush. Rav Chisda answers, why does the Mishnah have to say a case of before nechtav and not before nechtam? Obviously, it's zu vein tzarech lemezu. So over here, you could say the same teretz. Rav Chisda says, if you have a ditch of 5 and you add a mechitza of 5, they're not mitzarech. You can either have completely mechitza or complete ditch. Meremer says a ditch of 5 and a mechitza of 5 is mitzarech, and Allah says it's mitzarech. Ilfa asks, are you daim tahiris lechatzaim or not? And the Gemara explains, if two people are washing from one revius, the Mishnah says it's good. Obviously, this person is splitting up his hands and washing them separately, but the Mishnah says if you wash one hand and you dip one hand in the mikveh, it's tar. So obviously, you're washing the hand one half at a time, but Rabbi Yehuda says it's not tar. So obviously, you still have liquid on the half of the hand, but the Mishnah says that doesn't work. And it can't be coming to say that tefeach amanas latviach works, because the Mishnah says tefeach amanas latviach is considered a chibur. The Gemara says maybe that Mishnah that says it's a chibur is talking about a mikveh. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, if two people are tevel in a mikveh, and the mikveh has exactly 40 saw, if the first person's feet are still in the water, you look at the water that's on his body as if it's attached to the mikveh, and the second one that goes into the mikveh is tar. But that would only work by a mikveh because it's considered a chibur. But it would not work for Netilas Yadayim.